a sad spectacle, I must say. The problems in the party are a symptom of a long project to hijack the movement undemocratically. And of course, people knowing what they are fighting for, people will reject that. And I've said that we will not push anyone out of the tent, but if people want to voluntarily leave, they are free to do so, sadly. And that's why I say that the turbulence that is temporary and it's a turbulence that will pass. And the party will emerge. In fact, if I may explain that this move by so-called rebels, these rebels, may have unintended consequence of rejuvenating the party, of bringing new dynamism, because people feel there's a collective threat to their movement.
And looking at the broader issues at play here, Mr. Tsvangirai, within the MDC, what is really causing these ideological differences between you and your secretary generals? First, it was Professor Woshmen Ncube, and now it's Tendai Biti.
Isn't it instructive that this is an institutional weakness of the party? That you have, and I've come to assess, that's why we need to relook at this. Isn't it instructive that there is always a clash between the secretary general and the president? So there's something that tells you that the continued two power centers in the party is a weakness that we need to address. Some people, when they are elected at the same time at a congress with the president, they want to regard the president as one of them, as an equal. And the constitution is very clear that the president takes charge of everything. And when you have people who have their own adventurist ideas and their own perspectives, it becomes an attempt at hijacking and an attempt at hostile takeover undemocratically. The ideological difference is that this party bears its soul from the working people, the poor, the working people. And unfortunately, our intellectuals, the likes of Professor Ncube and Tendai Biti, have thought that they will allow people to fight for the revolution and they will just wait to take over the pieces. I think it's very unfortunate. And again, because it has reinforced the difference between an elite trying to capture the leadership undemocratically and the people resisting that we want to do it democratically.
Are you possibly contemplating abolishing the post of the Secretary General because of these clashes?
No, I'm not going at anything. I'm just saying that the party must look at a repeat of the same. It's the same script, but now with different actors. There is something fundamentally that needs to be looked at, not only with regards to the positions, but regards to the institutional, organizational weaknesses that need to be addressed.
How best can this be addressed?
Well, I haven't thought deeply about it. I think that the people will be allowed to debate it. We don't want a constitution which is drawn up by just legal minds. We want the people to make the principles, to define the principles, and then it is the principles that will be debated at the Congress. I am sure people have their own observations, and we must allow the people to define what they want their party, to strengthen their party, and it will be done.
How do you feel seeing the party splitting under your leadership?
Well, this is not a split. This is our individuals who have decided to form their own political formation, but don't want to be identified outside the MDC. It's regrettable, of course. Any leader would like to keep his troops together. But if one or two of the troops decide to desert, what can you do? It's a regrettable development. At a time when ZANU-PF is imploding, this is the time where we don't need this internal diversion.
Your former lieutenants are also accusing you of stifling dissent, ignoring party structures, corruption, rigging internal elections, and creating your own cult of personality. What is your response to all this?
Well, I'm sure that anyone will tell you that my life has always been defined by magnanimity and compromise. I've always built trust amongst my lieutenants. And wholeheartedly, without any reservation, I've trusted Tendai Biti and Mango Matogoro and cut out the negotiating process and other responsibilities because I believe in the team. Now, if people who are assigned to do something break that trust, surely it's a violation of any constructive relationship.